Hello, this is Hiroja Shibe with Toshi's Treasure Hunters, and this is your hunt update for the week of, as of recording, June 18th. Some activity has happened with the game itself, some keys have been solved, and I wouldn't say much of a knuffle, but I would say some people have, once again, have a bit of mixed feelings concerning the recent release key. So let's get into it. Okay, so as you can see on the main website, we have the clan key has been found, the room key has been found, and we are currently working on the cult key, and the abund and earth key are still haven't yet been solved, along with the business key and the art tour key. The first, you know, art centered key has not been found as well. So let's get into a little bit about the cult key. So what you had to do was basically, so as you can see in the main site, you have the following keys found. You know, the first three right off the bat, the pawn, the hunted key, which you have the two other agents' keys returned, the earth key, which is still not solved, the Obon key, and then what's not listed here is the business key and the art tour key are still unknown. The Aesop key, the clan key, which we'll talk about in a second, the room key has been found, and it's still possible for people to find that key till about July 7th, I believe is when the art exhibit closes. And then we have currently going on, which is the cult key, which is another marketing key, if you will. And if you sign up with your number, just kind of look up here to what it looks like. As I talked about in the clue day about how you can use a burner number or a VOP number if you want to be able to sign up and protect your privacy, you have what is essentially right here, you get a QR code, and I have a link in the show notes to this where you can go under somebody's QR code, earn some points. And right now we have some leaderboards. So we have Zero Wing, Drew Taylor, the Toshashi Ciphers, which is a clan, Katie, Nikki, and Paul Egg are people with some points. Talked about how it's possible, you know, to possibly spam the network to get the points and see, you know, what this unique artifact of the key is. It goes all the way till the end of the month, and then I suppose it resets. It's trying to get people to invite other people into the game. It's kind of multi-level marketing in a sense, so it's a little weird. So people are fiddling around trying to spam the network or using their clan and just, you know, hey, here's a clan link. Use whatever number you feel comfortable with, and so we can see if we can try to get some points here. As you can see over here, there isn't exactly, I'm not sure how the point system here, first, second, third tier is going, but obviously over here you see, like, they obviously are getting people's numbers under here somehow, whether it's through spamming with VOP numbers or actually having actual numbers sign up under their clan. And speaking of the Toshashi Ciphers, so you had it announced that pending verification by the game makers themselves on June 15th, that the Cipher Toshi on the website through Twitter appears to be the winner. And Toshi Ciphers himself have stated that they won the clan challenge, verifying all chains now. They have stated that, eventually they've typically have been releasing keys when they have found or solved them. So I'm assuming, as things get okayed, if you will, I think they will eventually release whatever this unique key is for the clan key. And if you look at just at the hashtag of the clan chain, there was like a lot of different types of participants doing it different ways. Congratulations to the Toshi Cipher clan for being the winners. some weird stuff on here. People are trying, like, the Steam Clan, and it was just interesting to see the different ways people were trying to make this happen, using, as you can see here, using TV sets, phones, going to different places. It is what it is. I don't think it got as big as maybe the game makers were hoping it was going to be, but it was still fascinating to see how the different clans organized and were able to do this particular task. And just for some clarity on the different keys that are out there, once again, just weighing on Twitter and then in the unofficial Telegram channel stated that the first key was the J key, the Bismuth key, the Memory key, the Lapong key, the Hunter key, the R key. And key 7 is the Bizcard key, 8 and 9. You know, 8 is Earth, 9 is Aesop, Obon key is 10, the Rune key is 11, the Clan key is 12, and the Cult key is 13. And the Art key, I missed that somehow, is number 6. So there's your total of 13 keys out there. Granted, the Hunted key added extra 2 keys to it, so there was potentially up to 15 keys available for people to win. Which prompted people to, message Eric and say, 8 keys solved for 2 months, the game will drag on for 10 years. And Eric Meltzer responded saying that clues will speed up a lot soon. So there's that. I hope so. I hope that the clues will speed up a lot sooner than they have been. Especially they have different types of tasks going on, whether it's like going to a geolocation like the room key, somewhere out there, and then solving a puzzle key, and then maybe doing like an activity. They did say they're going to do some kind of feats, so like something similar to the hunter key where you have to get an object and give it to a person and have them simultaneously going on at the same time. I think it'll allow for a divergence of thought, a divergence of activity. And it will get people more excited about playing the game because they can play to their strengths. And you can see which clans are, better organized or suited for the different types of tasks that are being played. So far, the room key has not been shared with anyone. So obviously, there's some secret clans out there or individual hunters that are holding on to it. And also explains just, the depth and the broadness of the networks that are out there of different people that are able to reach out and say, hey, is anyone in Shanghai? Can you go to this location? And be able to obtain the key, if you will. I also want to do a shout out to the YouTube channel Armchair Adventures. He did a breakdown about the different kind of levels of quality of the different puzzles. It was something I asked him, as someone who has experience playing these games, what he thought the different grade of level, like easy, hard, medium. And for the most part, from his experience, most of these keys have been kind of in the medium level as far as solutions go. I have a link in the show notes to his channel. It's one of the channels that are talking about this game. He shouted me out, so I'm just doing another shout out. And I also have a link to the specific video at the end of this video. But it's fascinating, and he explained, how people are solving stuff and how to think and what his grading scale for the purpose of this particular hunt, if you will. And not to harp on it too much, I understand why the game makers are doing what they're doing. This is a business for them. They're trying to broaden the scope of the people engaging with the game. So there is a bit of a marketing going on. This is definitely another marketing key. I find it strange or a little weird that they're doing almost kind of two back in a back to back. I would think they would want to wait and gauge, how their audience, their gaming audience, if you will, their customers or their players kind of responded before rolling out the next one. But supposedly there's supposed to be an app coming out, so maybe they needed some more data points or an understanding of who's out in the community. So that's why they rolled out another kind of marketing geared key, if you will, or clue. It just made me think of like all the different types of products out there that people are looking to seek and gain adoption, you know, airlines, automobiles, telephone, electricity, from this little scale here, you know, Pokemon Go, I played that when that came out, 19 days to get 50 million users. Bitcoin is having the same thing. I think Pornhub, I think it was like 9 days to get 50 million users. I think I've seen a graph of that. You know, porn's always big. YouTube, 4 years. 7 years for the internet. So I can understand their attempt to kind of push and trying to gain some kind of following to get more people involved, to get more people, more activities, get more people out there. I just think maybe the quickness of their clue drops and then the nature of the puzzles, I think they need to, if they want more normative people playing the game, they're going to have to, I think they're going to have to distribute it a little bit more wider. For example, for Pokemon Go, all you had to do was have your phone, an app, which I do know that there's something they talked about that they're going to release, and you just go outside your house. In some cases, you didn't have to go outside your house. Like, the Pokemon can be in your house. You didn't have to actually go places. They made some adjustments to address that for some people. I think most people, when it comes to ARG games, are accustomed to that, where you have to go to a location or geocache, and it makes it fun for them as far as traveling and engaging and actually maybe somewhat interacting with people in the real world. And I think they need some more of those type of puzzles, because the first three were like that, and I think there was an expectation by some from the community, or at least from the initial launch, that there's going to be more like that. And it would be nice if there were more of those type of puzzles, because I think that's where the real engagement comes in. Yes, it's fun to solve these different types of puzzles and figuring them out and still trying to figure out how to work BinWalk and using that type of skill set, but it's also really, if you want to get a broader, more in-depth community, something that's going to be really global, I think you do need to have some of those geolocation puzzles, those geo synchronized in public places, maybe a time clock to get there and find the QR code and unlock the puzzle. But before we end, I do want to talk about, I did a little bit of a movie review for Johnny Mnemonic. So it was, Johnny Mnemonic was one of those short stories that was part of the second object that he had to give to Field Agent 2, and it's from the short stories collection called Burning Chrome. I had done a review of it. There'll be a link at the end of the video concerning that. Basically, there was like three movies that have been filmed. William Gibson hasn't had the best run of luck when it comes to adaptations of his work. I would say Philip K. Dick has had better luck, if you will, than William Gibson when it comes to, great sci-fi of that kind of vein writers. But Johnny Mnemonic, you know, Keanu Reeves is in the film. He has done this film. He's done The Matrix. He's done Scanner Darkly. He does like a lot of sci-fi stuff. And, you know, Replicant is another sci-fi film. He's going to be a character called Johnny Silverhand in Cyberpunk 2077. So I remember seeing this film way back in the day. I don't think I actually saw it in movie theaters. I think I saw it like through Blockbuster or something like that. I know I'm very much dating myself. But I rewatched it recently and it's still horrible. It's still very much a horrible film. It does have those cyberpunk elements. It was made in 1994, so it was a mixture of CGI and or computer graphic effects and some practical stuff. It was very cheesy. It was very low budget. It was made with like $19 million. And you can't make a cyberpunk movie unless you're going to really do it right. Like something like, I don't know, Stranger Days. There was this one weird Jude Law movie that was very cyberpunk-ish that you could kind of get away with. The effects elements, because it's a very heavy story. There was really no story. They took the bare bones of it. They didn't even really have all the same characters besides Keanu Reeves' character. They added elements. They tried to be weird, but it wasn't really weird, and it was just very sad. I would love to see either a William Gibson like story anthology, like a Netflix type show, or even really a reboot of this. I think they could do the sprawl, and I saw a rumor that there was a possible, and then you see this all the time in films, possible adaptation of the Necromancer book with Simon Kinberg, the guy that ruined the X-Men movies, and I'm hoping that's not true. But considering that there's been a kind of influx and some kind of cyberpunky stuff going on, both on television and movies, and with the hype surrounding Cyberpunk 2077, I would imagine that this property might get picked up again. I know once again, Snow Crash is one of those films that's been always in development hell. I would love to see an adaptation of that. I honestly think it probably best be suited for a Netflix series than an actual film, but that's one of my favorite books, honestly, and I will take what I can with that one and hope for the best because there's so many elements in there. I kind of want to see it on film. I think it's important to be able to see it on film. But with this film, it was, man, it's on Crackle and it's on Pluto TV, so you can see it with ads for free. This film is not even like one of those like campy, it's so bad, it's good films. I don't think it's any of the actors' fault in it. I mean, it had Ice-T, he was all right. It had Henry Rollins, he's playing Henry Rollins basically. It had Keanu Reeves. It was just a terrible script, terrible writing. It didn't have the right budget. I'm not even really sure why Keanu Reeves did this film. He's coming off of Speed and stuff. So I don't know what the commitment stuff is. And I looked at the history and Val Kilmer was supposed to originally be in the film, but he went and did Batman Forever, which wasn't really a bad call for him. But yeah, this is just a terrible film. But it's a good short story, so I highly recommend finding it on, finding a copy of Burning Chrome and reading it. I'm just about finished with The Sprawl, and I will do my review of that particular trilogy and try to give some insight if I think there's any real insight about, the game mechanics or any insight that might potentially come from reading those books. But overall, I would pass on Johnny Mnemonic. There were two other adaptions to films from William Gibson stuff that I also watched, but they're not even worth reviewing because they were, again, just also as terrible. So you might as well skip that. But hopefully, maybe sometime soon there will be a good adaptation of a William Gibson story to the films. I do know that there's some video games out there. There's a Johnny Mnemonic video game as well as a Necromancer video game, and I will look into those as well as time progresses in between the different clues, the levels and the different clues. But for now, sorry, Keanu. You can't save all the films. So that's it for this episode of the update. Just to clue you in, the cult key is going on. So I would check with your clan members, I would check with your clan group and see who has the code to sign up under using whatever burner number or whatever it is that's out there and try to garner some points and see what, the end of the month brings as far as the unique key for this month is. Oh, not the cult key, the clan key has been won. It was won by the Toshi Cypher group. Congratulations to that group for having the most successful blocks out there. The room key has been found, but you still have the opportunity to find it for yourself at the art exhibit all the way to July 7th. So if you know somebody in Shanghai, China, or in China and can swing out that way, see if they can get out there for you by July 7th. The Yibun key and the Earth key have not been solved. The business key is still ongoing, and the art tour key also has been solved. So there is a total of thus far the art tour key, the business card key, the Yibun key, the Earth key, and currently right now, as we scan the cult key, five keys that have not yet been solved that have been released. So this is Rose's shop. With Satoshi Treasure Hunter with.